BBC News with Sue Montgomery. There's been a huge protest in Athens urging the Greek government not to compromise over the use of the name Macedonia by the country's northern neighbour. Ioannis Metaxas, a Greek Orthodox priest, said the demonstrators weren't opposed to Macedonians, but that only Greeks were allowed to use the name.
We are here to give them our hand, a hand of love, a hand of unity and love of faith, and invite them to be united with us. They have the right to have their own country, they have the right to have their own name, but they cannot steal.
The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said fewer people than expected had attended the rally, and the majority of Greeks wanted foreign policy to be conducted rationally. The government of the Maldives says it will not accept any attempt to impeach President Abdullah Yameen for failing to obey a Supreme Court order to release political prisoners. Top military and police officers have sworn an oath to defend the government. Justin Rowlatt reports.
Today, the Attorney General, the country's chief law enforcement officer, said the Supreme Court was now trying to remove President Yameen. I have informed all law enforcement agencies they must not obey such an illegal order, he told state television. Former President Mohamed Nasheed, the leader of the opposition, described the move to the BBC as brazenly illegal and tantamount to a coup. Maldivians have had enough of this criminal and illegal regime, he said. President Yameen should resign immediately.
An oil tanker with 22 Indian crew on board is missing off the coast of Benin in West Africa. The International Maritime Bureau said the Benin Navy was searching for the Marine Express, which last made contact on Thursday. It's possible that the tanker has been hijacked by pirates. Less than a month ago, a ship was taken in the same area, but was released after 6 days when a ransom was paid. World News from the BBC.